Affectionate love. Buddha taught that to develop affectionate love for all living beings, we should learn to recognize them as our mothers and contemplate their kindness. To do this, we should contemplate as follows. Since it is impossible to find a beginning to our mental continuum, it follows that we have taken countless rebirths in the past. And if we have had countless rebirths, we must have had countless mothers. Where are all these mothers now? They are all the living beings alive today. It is incorrect to reason that our mothers of former lives are no longer our mothers just because a long time has passed since they actually cared for us. If our present mother were to die today, would she cease to be our mother? No, we would still regard her as our mother and pray for her happiness. The same is true of all our previous mothers. They died, yet they remain our mothers. It is only because of the changes in our external appearance that we do not recognize each other. In our daily life, we see many different living beings, both human and non-human. We regard some as friends, some as enemies, and most as strangers. These distinctions are made by our mistaken minds. They are not verified by valid minds. As a result of the different karmic relationships we have had in the past, some living beings now appear to us to be attractive, some unattractive, and others neither particularly attractive nor unattractive. We tend to assent to these appearances unquestioningly, as if they were really true. We believe that those who now appear pleasant are intrinsically pleasant people, while those whom we find unattractive are actually unpleasant. This way of thinking is clearly incorrect. If the people whom we find attractive were intrinsically pleasant, everyone who met them would find them pleasant. And if the people whom we find unattractive were intrinsically unpleasant, everyone who met them would find them unpleasant. But this is not the case. Therefore, rather than following such mistaken minds, we should regard all living beings as our mothers. Whoever we meet, we should think, "This person is my mother." In this way, we shall feel equally warm towards all living beings. If we regard all living beings as our mothers, we shall find it easy to develop pure love and compassion. Our everyday relationships will become pure and stable, and we shall naturally avoid negative actions such as killing or harming living beings. Since it is so beneficial to regard all living beings as our mothers, we should adopt this way of thinking without hesitation. Once we have become convinced that all living beings are our mothers, we should then contemplate their kindness. When we were conceived, had our mother not wanted to keep us in her womb, she could have had an abortion. If she had done so, we would not now have this human life. Through her kindness, she allowed us to stay in her womb, and so we now enjoy a human life and experience all its advantages. When we were a baby, had we not received her constant care and attention, we would certainly have had an accident and could now be handicapped, crippled, or blind. Fortunately, our mother did not neglect us. Day and night, she gave us her loving care, regarding us as more important than herself. She saved our life many times each day. During the night, she allowed her sleep to be interrupted, and during the day, she forfeited her usual pleasures. She had to leave her job, and when her friends went out to enjoy themselves, she had to stay behind. She spent all her money on us, giving us the best food and the best clothes she could afford. She taught us how to eat, how to walk, how to talk. Thinking of our future welfare, she did her best to ensure that we received a good education. Due to her kindness, we are now able to study whatever we choose. It is principally through the kindness of our mother that we now have the opportunity to practice Dharma and eventually to attain enlightenment. Since there is no one who has not been our mother at some time in our previous lives, and since when we were their child, they treated us with the same kindness as our present mother has treated us in this life, all living beings are very kind. The kindness of living beings is not limited to the times when they have been our mother. All the time, our day-to-day needs are provided through the kindness of others. We brought nothing with us from our former life, yet as soon as we were born, we were given a home, food, clothes, and everything we needed, all provided through the kindness of others. Everything we now enjoy has been provided through the generosity of other beings, past or present. We are able to make use of many things with very little effort on our own part. If we consider facilities such as roads, cars, trains, aeroplanes, ships, restaurants, hotels, libraries, hospitals, shops, money, and so on, it is clear that many people worked very hard to provide these things. Even though we make little or no contribution towards the provision of these facilities, they are all available for us to use. This shows the great kindness of others. Both our general education and our spiritual training are provided by others. All our Dharma realizations, from our very first insights up to our eventual attainment of liberation and enlightenment, will be attained in dependence upon the kindness of others. If we recognize that all living beings are our mothers and reflect on their kindness, we shall develop affectionate love equally for all living beings. Once a woman asked the great Tibetan teacher Geshe Potowa what affectionate love is. And he replied, "What do you feel when you see your own son? You are delighted to see him, and he appears pleasant to you." If we regard all beings in the same way, feeling close to them and holding them dear, we have developed affectionate love. Our own mother may not be very beautiful or wear very elegant clothes, but because we have a good relationship with her, in our eyes, she is beautiful. We love her, and if we notice that she is in pain, we naturally feel compassion for her. If we have this same tender regard for all other living beings, we have affectionate love. With this affectionate love for all living beings, it is impossible to become jealous of or angry with others. If we improve our awareness of the kindness of others, we shall naturally develop this warm heart and tenderness, and thereby come to cherish others. Even though others may possess faults, we shall see their beauty, just as a mother sees the beauty of her children, no matter what they do.